This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Alan has told us that we are really crap at bonus material. So he started this by now telling us he's pitting us against other people in our network.
Yeah.
PJ, that's what he's doing. He's coming into studio now. He's going, do you know who's doing very well with bonus material? Who puts out absolutely tip-top content?
Yeah, he gives us all the examples of these other podcasts that are really good at bonus content and then tells us, yeah, you need to get your shit together. So this is us getting our shit together.
Is this like a producer-abusive relationship?
Pretty much, yeah, but it works. It's going to make everybody money. So start from next week, there's going to be a very specific sort of what happened, what went viral, what was the big thing take.
If you see something, send it to us at Dublin Podcast on Twitter. It's a good
exactly.
idea. Or send it to Al.
Or stop Alan on the street and give it to him personally, right between the eyes, and then he will tell us all about it. Send it on to us, and we'll have at least 10-15 minutes of extra bonus material that will be on the podcast every single week.
Wonderful.
Which will be very focused instead of this usual sort of demented ranting.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
And where can they sign up?
Oh Jesus!
Oh yeah, and you can sign up to get it on headstuff.com.
Nope.
Where?
Wrong.
Headstuff
podcasts.
Headstuff
Alan,
podcast.
You tell them where they can sign up. That's
you're supposed
your
to tell
job.
Them they're here for you. They're not here for me.
And they
you
can are, sign Alan. People like your voice.
And you can sign up to get it on headstuffpodcast.com, where you'll find loads of other brilliant podcasts with
good
all brilliant
bonus
topics.
Material,
and
apparently.
Loads of great bonus material that isn't us, but stick with us too. Thank you.
Brilliant.
The Hedge Radio Podcast is a narrative storytelling podcast from Wexford, telling tales and everything of folklore and history and literature and arts and crafts.
Deadly so it is. So get on that and download the shit out of it.
Educate yourself.
Do we have to wear hard hats?
Have a listen to this.
Just carry my name and address on my shield.
You're not getting an answer to that.
Have a listen to this. The Head Radio Podcast looks at the humble scene in the backward place where no one important ever looks. To steal from Patrick Kavanagh.
Taking inspiration from the hedge schools of old, the Head Radio Podcast brings you stories that you won't hear anywhere else.
You need imagination for everything.
Have a listen to this. It's someone's reaction to reading a book.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
Wasn't there a person who married, remember they married like the Eiffel Tower and she used to rub herself off it?
Ah, fuck off. You see that? You're got me upset and I spat myself and everything there.
But isn't it?
I don't know. Do you remember there was a fellow who married his horse and he was riding it and everything?
Yeah, but like, that was bestiality. That was straight up like he was getting blowjobs off dogs.
No, it was only the horse. He was monogamous.
Just to the horse?
Yeah, he was monogamous to the horse.
No,
yeah.
That was, do you remember it was a whole series on Channel 4? But I, for ages, tried to figure out how you would get a dog to give you head because they have teeth.
Well, you cover your Mickey in peanut butter. I mean, like, I haven't thought about this or done it. But if I was to do it, if I was thinking, I'd love to get...
Hello and welcome to Dublin, by the way.
...pleasured by my dog, I would think, how am I going to do it? Right, because nibbling is going to be a problem. So you'd be there, right, I'm going to have to just go for the licking.
Right.
Which means I need a tacky substance. So I'd be there, right, peanut butter. I'd have to get the peanut butter, you know. And then you'd have to put something sort of distasteful down the bottom in case you get nibbled on the sack. So you cover your balls maybe in shower gel.
For somebody sorry, for someone who hasn't thought about this, there's a very conscious stream of thought there.
I'm just saying, if you're thinking this through logically, I think I'm good at coming up with solutions to problems. Other people's
problems.
Well,
this is why you're going to be the nightmare.
So this is why I would be good. So if one of my friends came to me and said, I have a problem. Oh, no, actually, you couldn't help anyone with this. This is disgusting.
If one of your friends came to you and said, I have a problem, I'm thinking about getting my animal to lick my penis,
yeah,
you'd probably
no,
go, do you know what, to be honest
police,
with
yeah.
you?
I just call the police.
Yeah.
Although the police would say, what he's thinking about it, Call me when he's halfway through your tub of peanut butter, he'd probably say. That's probably what the guards would say.
It's little dip marks in the peanut butter.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway. I'm fully vaccinated.
Yeah, well, look at you. It's no disease hanging off you.
Well, it's 2 weeks, apparently.
You have to wait 2 weeks. I think 2 weeks is a very sort of safe sort of thing, though, isn't it?
It's something about blood cycles and proteins and something. My very, very, my very intelligent and talented vaccinator, Zoe, told me your whole thing about it, but I'll be honest with you, I was so just like, couldn't believe I was there. But also, so in City West on Saturday morning, I was there, my appointment was 8:25, and every single pregnant woman in Dublin got their text to get email to get their vaccination. So I was so proud, because this man was like, you know, the way the ones who don't have the Irish who never made the guards, he's like, Are you pregnant? Other line.
Was it like that? Yeah.
Because they were split, because the queues were so long to get in. But also, like, there has to be all over live line this morning. Like, they're running an incredible setup out there, and they're belting through them. But there was like a long queue all the way down the driveway and out the roundabout of City West, you're familiar with it, of women heavily pregnant standing in a queue.
Yeah.
Which is not an ideal situation. Like, I know.
But there is no ideal situation. Like, you're really up against the clock there. You really got to say, oh, look, there really is no other way of doing it.
No, and it moved
really fast.
You've
got to
just
stand for this day.
But there was an older woman who was kind of helping the queue, or marshalling
shepherding humans,
because the man was shouting, the pregnant, not pregnant, go that queue, not that queue, over there, right? And then there was the older lady who had a really kind face. You know, there's some older ladies have really kind faces.
Some people are just have a kind head.
She had a really kind face.
I don't trust them, but they have them.
I swear to you, every third, fourth woman who got to her said, I'm 20X weeks pregnant. I'm 32. Yeah. I can't stand. Like, they need to go to the bathroom. I know what that was like. Like, at that stage, I honestly thought Sadie was going to fall out. Like,
you talked to me about nothing but piss for 6 months.
That's all I did. Piss myself or need to go to the toilet.
You talked a lot about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as wee heavy these days. Although we got a bouncy castle yesterday,
pregnant.
I didn't take the risk. Now I have to work on my Kegels now. That's the next job.
Did you hear about this app? There's an app, a Kegel app. Have you heard about this?
No.
So apparently there's an app, and someone was telling me about it, but I thought that she wasn't talking about an app. And this thing that you can catch fish with it. So you flex your Kegels and you catch a fish.
Oh yeah, because you meant to pull up for your stomach.
And what's the fish thing?
It's opening and closing your...
Yeah, but like, how you catch a fish on the app. So obviously you're like looking at the screen or something.
Yeah, so when it does it, so as in you...
And then you see a fish and you try and grab it.
So you don't physically grab it. I would say it means as in when you see the fish, then you go...
You clench.
Clench.
And then on the screen a fish gets caught.
Yeah.
Is actually that a
thing? Yeah, but I presume it's not hooked up to your...
What's it hooked up to?
It's not, but I say it's just a visual representation of how many you should do, and then to make you do it, you distract yourself by looking at the fish rather than sitting going, one, two.
I had it all wrong.
Did you think that you had...
I thought you did something like it just knew what you were doing.
I mean, your phone knows a lot, but I think about the inside of your vagina is probably a bit of a stretch for Apple at the moment.
That's what I thought. I couldn't. I was like, does my phone know so much about me that it can tell everything?
It's been up inside your
penis. My phone. That doesn't even have to be up inside. It just knows about it.
It would have to be inserted within you to know whether you were...
Because the other day I was talking about plants that can water themselves.
But
and it
listens to you.
Well, I know that. Well, they say they don't, though.
They do. Because if we have a conversation, I will get an ad for it. Or me and Joey will constantly have conversations at the house about things that I want to buy. Like, I talk a lot about a dining table, kitchen table. Keep buying shit online at night.
But you're searching for it online.
But I've stopped searching for it.
And then it recommends the ad. And then you go, oh!
But we could talk
they're
about...
They're listening.
Like a random thing happened before Christmas. Like, I was thinking about it. And I was saying to Joey, you know those things?
The read our thoughts now.
No.
If it can read your mind, it can catch a fish through your fanny.
Yeah, sure. They should use that as their tagline.
It certainly can.
Yesterday, we were having a barbecue for my mom's birthday.
Very nice.
For Joey's birthday. And Joey said during the week, we didn't follow this conversation through. He had said during the week, he was like, come here, we might do something nice for the kids. So I was like a Kinder egg or something, I don't fucking know. And I came home yesterday and there was a fucking bouncing castle in my garden. A full bouncy castle.
Oh, I saw.
A full bouncy castle.
Yeah, anyway, Instagram of it.
I went, I was like, brilliant. I thought you meant a Kinder egg or something. He was like, ah, no,
something nice.
He said because the communions are all cancelled. They're
So there's loads of beds. There's an abundance of bouncy castles.
Well, you wouldn't catch a bouncy castle now in May. You'd have to book it last
year. That's brilliant.
So there's a bouncy castle. So this morning there was a standoff in our house about, because she was fully dressed in his uniform and Hannah's going to crash, and the two of them were standing going, I don't understand why you won't let us go out and bounce. I'm like, number one, it's raining, and number two, it's soaking, number three, we're going to school. And they're like, just one bounce. I was like, no, by the time it inflates. Like, I do contemplate it and go, might just give them a bounce before
and you
we
can't
go.
Start the generator at that time of the morning. All your neighbours in bed. And they yeah, you can't
so
do
that
it.
Was it. So I got my fully vaccinated on Saturday morning. Hey. And they were so quick. They were amazing in City West. And I, touch wood, feel fine. But my cousin got vaccinated like 3 or 4 hours after me. And he spent yesterday with temperatures in bed really sick. And actually, I had to have a COVID test for a work thing tomorrow. And
but he might have been sick anyway. This is what I always think. Everybody just presumes, no matter what happens, to somebody the next day.
Oh, so my dad got the flu injection a million years ago. Excuse me, and he was convinced it gave him the flu. Turns out he had leukemia and was dying. So I don't think it was the flu injection.
Okay, that's a little bit out of what I was hoping we were going to say.
Same vein?
But,
no.
But it's the same vein. It is, actually, because, you know, people do think no matter what happens to someone the day after they get their vaccine, no matter what it is, they think it's
this
a side effect.
Vaccine, yeah.
So did you have a side effect? Yeah, car crash. No. No. Fuck off now. This is coincidence. You know, someone told me today their sister got a vaccine and they had a sore neck after it. No, I'm sorry, I don't believe it. Somebody else told me that, like,
did you have any after the what did you have?
Yes,
Pfizer?
I had side effects, yeah.
What did you have?
I bought runners and a t-shirt. Now, there, how'd you like that? That's my side effect. The very next
what
day.
What kind of runners?
The very
did
next
you
day. Coincidence? I don't
think
fucking
not
think so. Bought nothing for a year. Bought runners and a t-shirt.
Are they those runners?
Yeah, they're these ones, yeah.
Yeah, you could definitely were vaccinated buying those.
Well, you see, I knew you'd hate them because they're retro runners.
Are they Sambas?
No.
Are they Adidas Sambas?
Especials. Handball Especials.
I mean, if ever there was a fucking name
no,
for
listen,
a pair
I'm
of
fucking,
runners for
listen,
you. These
can I tell
runners
you about these runners? Yeah, I know. They're lovely runners. I love your runners. I
love my Air Max.
You're wearing your Air Max 90s. Tremendous.
Love
can them. I tell you
I
what?
I want another pair of these.
Yeah, I have another pair of Air Max 90s. Anyone can get Air Max 90s. Anyone can wear them. People like me can
yeah
wear
but
them.
But do they look this good is the question.
Maybe not. Maybe
thank
not.
Right,
but I want to make what?
Show me your pretend Sambas.
So they're like they're retro style Adidas, right? I shouldn't have them on the table. I'm sorry, Alan. I'll take them off the table.
I didn't even put
they're
one
very lovely shoes.
Yeah, see? And you know what? I've wanted runners like this.
Show me.
I've wanted runners like this for a long, long time, right? Long, long time. Never could buy them, right?
Look at the dexterity.
Oh, yeah, I'm very flexible, yeah. I'm very flexible.
No, dexterity
man
is not the right word.
No,
that's
dexterity, yeah. Yeah, no, very flexible, man.
Very flexible. So, well, I have my leg disappear.
Yeah, so I can leave it there for you. But I could never buy runners like this because they're flat. And I have a very bad dose of plantar fasciitis, right?
Have you a flat arch?
Have I talked to you about the plantar fasciitis? No?
No.
I'm fucked with the plantar fasciitis.
What is that?
It's a fucking disaster. It's a midlife crisis in your feet.
But you
it's
just
your
have
feet
it all the time. Do you not have
I have it all the time.
Fall,
I've had it all
is that
the
a
time
fallen arch?
No, it's like, the, so there's a long
have you flat feet?
No. So there's a long part of your inside of
the
your
tendon
foot. Yes, the long tendon. The large main tendon of your foot, right? And if they swell or get all
I
fucked
get,
up.
I always get a bit weak with feet. Go on.
Oh, you get really bad heel pains.
Oh,
and you get really bad pains in the all through your feet and through the middle. It feels like someone's knifing you in the foot.
Wow.
It's an awful feeling, right?
Like rheumatoid arthritis. Now, oh, no. It's all over your body.
Having a high arch in your runner, very necessary. Very
so you
necessary
need support, yeah. Support in your
so
arch.
Air Max 90 is very good shoe.
That's why I got them.
That's why I got them. It isn't why you got them. You don't even have plantar fasciitis.
No,
you're just saying this thing.
There
are supporters. Bragging now.
Excuse me. I've never mentioned it before. I don't go on about my chronic illness, but I do.
No, but you're
have
always shouting about your runners, is what I'm saying. We're not talking about your rheumatoid arthritis.
They're a supportive shoe. Go on. I understand why with your disability, I understand.
With my disability, right? And plantar fasciitis should be a disability. But no, do you know how many people there is walking around there, middle-aged men with sore feet, and no one gives a fuck about us?
Right.
You didn't realise that, right? And we have to walk.
This could be your next campaign.
This
we
is
have
a plantar fasciitis. Yeah, no one gives a fuck about the middle-aged man with the plantar fasciitis.
Right.
Who wants to buy retro runners, but he can't because they're flat. Well, Adidas have now put a fucking arch into the flat runner.
I'm delighted for you.
Which means I can wear it because it pushes the middle of my foot. It's like
and
it's
when did you find
treatment
out this incredible news?
when I bought me runners after the vaccine.
But how did you know there was an arch in
them? I didn't know.
You just went wild and said you'd take the chance?
I didn't know.
Well, that was a vaccine. That was definitely...
I picked up a pair of runners. I says, I've always wanted one of these. I says...
But I thought they were retro and very hard to get. Obviously not.
No,
they're
not.
Where did you get them? Lifestyle?
No, they're available everywhere.
Oh,
they're not hard to get.
Because you were slagging my 90s that I thought like everyone could get 90s. I thought you were going to tell me the story about you'd researched them when they were like... vintage.
I love the way she's carrying on the Air Max 90s. Air Max 1990s are the modern shoe. Can I just say
they're not? I've worn them since I was 15.
They're retro.
I know, but the way you're going on about your particular runner, it's like that. I thought that you'd got it from Jesus himself.
No, they're just runners I've always wanted. I didn't even bring them up. You're the one that's slagging me off.
I just said they're. It's a heavy runner for the summer month. Like that's a black and a yellow runner. That's not a summer runner.
Right.
Do they have it in any colour?
They do.
Other swash.
Blue and orange.
Love that.
And I'm getting blue and orange as
Navy
well.
Navy and orange or blue and orange?
Blue.
The bright blue, the Adidas blue.
Like this on your mind.
Love that blue and Adidas.
Sky blue and orange.
And then that neon orange.
Yes.
Get them.
And if the Dublin colours.
Get them.
And if the balls colours are black and red. Yeah.
Very dark. There's dark colour swatches for the summer. You need your bright... Look, you're wearing maroon today.
Yeah.
I know the weather, but like brighten your... Put a blue on you. It brings out your eyes.
I didn't get to bed too late last night. That is why
not
I'm turned
like
out.
Not like on a Sunday night.
No, it's not. I was working till very late.
Really?
I was, yeah.
Delighted for you getting the gigs.
I was working till very late. That's why I'm wearing
the
same football jersey I slept in and a jumper and all of that. You know.
You slept in that jersey and you wore it into work.
Yeah. Go on, judge me.
I don't judge you.
I've got dicky feet and tired eyes. You don't get
God,
to judge me today.
Feet.
I do have dicky feet. That is what I said.
No, I know. I just didn't know where you were going with the dicky.
So
you bought those runners.
So
well, they're definitely...
So now all your... These are the only type... These are the types of runners you're going to see me in for the rest of my life.
I'm excited.
You'll never see me in anything else.
No, don't give up on your... You've deadly. I love all your Nikes.
No, these are the ones.
Leave your Air Max out because I do like... You've got some good Air Max.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. I was so happy. It's amazing the small things that make you happy.
What jumper did you buy? Because I'm concerned that you were having... You said you bought kicks and you bought a top.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm wearing it now.
You bought that top?
No, I bought two of these.
I like the blue one of the Balia jumpers.
Yeah, I have another one as well.
Did you buy a Grah?
Yeah.
I love Grah on a top.
Yeah, it's just this jumper in orange.
Oh, yeah. I think I prefer it in the orange.
What's going on with the judging on my clothes today?
No, not judging
I'm getting criticised heavily for my non-summer colours.
I'm saying I like blue on you. It's a great colour on you.
Right.
It's the blue. I'm not used to seeing it in a maroon.
I always wear maroon.
No, you don't.
I always wear maroon. I mean, Nike maroon jumper. I come in, it's got the bleach stain on the shoulder. Makes it look even better.
Yeah, but that's a lighter maroon than that.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's a real maroon. That's like Galway maroon. What jersey is that?
It's a
Bowles jersey. Yeah. You say Bowles.
It's a Bowles jersey.
A Bowles jersey.
Oh,
anyway,
geez.
So obviously you do have adverse reactions after you buy mental old man kicks for your plantar fasciitis.
That was the point I was trying to make. To get back
and
to the original point,
maroon top.
Was people blame their vaccine. No matter what happens
they
the next day, the people blame, call it a side effect. Because you know, you're hypersensitive
well,
to what's
side
happening
effect
in your
of
life.
Mine.
You didn't have one.
I
two lattes.
Five seats to Portugal.
You didn't, did you?
Fucking Saturday afternoon.
From when?
Middle of August.
No
accommodation in Alvor. Like, I don't think there is accommodation. I don't know what I'm going to do. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Just keep driving into Spain.
Yeah, imagine.
Into the Midlands.
Yeah, no. Oh, it's too hot in August in the middle of Spain. It'd be absolutely fucking scorching.
Definitely got
there.
A place to stay.
Yeah, that's true. Like, my kids will probably pass out with heat stroke. But, you know, they'll sleep. But yeah, like... Do you know what? I got in and I was just kind of weird, like, but as I was leaving where you have to sit.
Where?
The 15 minute sitting area.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
And one of the people were talking to the other people and they were saying, I reckon Micheál Martin's going to say next week that we're going to be allowed to travel and they'll have to open up European travel and we'll have our...
Your watch. Take off your watch.
On,
look at
I
you.
I put it on nighttime out. But they were saying all that. So then I got all giddy and I went home and then Joey went out and I was on the Aer Lingus app and I went, imagine he does say next Friday that we can travel because the flights are going to go absolutely bananas.
I don't think that's going to happen. I know, PJ, but I just... Can't even go for a pint yet, like... You know,
but I think we're going to go for naught to 1,000 very quickly.
Well, I was in Dundrum the other day.
See, I haven't even been to a shop.
It was definitely 1,000.
Yeah, you see, I haven't even been to a shop.
I was raging. I was in Dundrum the other day that you still can't go to a football match. Nothing. I was too paranoid, and the queues are too long.
So what did you do?
I walked around.
Did you get an ice cream?
I walked around panicking. You know, I walked around panicking. No,
like
I got nothing.
Adventure.
Yeah, no, I got nothing. No, it was too. I went. I drove there and I parked.
I would have met you for a coffee in Deja Brew. It would have been a much better adventure than out to Dundrum. If you were on my side of the city near the mountains.
No, it was weird though. You know, it was so mad.
I went
it was
to
so
Dunn's
science fiction to walk into the to walk
people.
Into a packed shopping centre and see everybody walking around with masks, in fairness, and social distancing as best they could, which
of
is
course.
Next to nothing.
None, yeah.
Because to even fit these lines in, they had to eliminate their own social distance. They were like, nobody was doing anything wrong. Nobody was. It was literally the sheer volume of people under the same roof. And then going for a piss felt like, what?
You went to the toilet while you were there?
Of course I did.
Never go to toilets in
oh,
Zoom.
That's because you don't have to. I'm like, you know what I mean?
I forgot that you have, yeah. You have to needs of a toddler.
If I stand up, I have to go to the toilet, right?
Right, yeah.
That's the rule. Stand up, go toilet. So remote control is across the room. Stand up, go toilet, get remote control. You know, if the drink I wanted across the toilet, stand up, one make a tea. Stand up, go toilet, get a cup of tea. You know what I mean? Every time I stand up, got to go to the toilet. It's just the rule of life now, right? I've gotten used to it. So I had to go to the toilet.
You're okay
over
with it. That's
but it was just so mad. It was so mental to see everybody walking around so close together. So the hustle and bustle, the noise. I forgot
the noise.
What noise, what that sound is. You know, that sound of people communicating together and being, and it's the way it surrounds you. And then that, and like the smells of food.
Wow.
Come around things, I forgot what this experience was like. The smells of food. And then, yeah, the smell of those little blue piss balls that you slash on in the urinals. And, like, the smell of fucking people together. The smell of BO and cigarettes and waffles and ice cream. I mean, honestly, it was scary at the start. But it ended up being it was like a real return to life experience. It would be, I imagine, what an alien would feel like.
Coming down to
if
Earth.
They land, you'd be like, what's it like? Okay, get this, man. First of all, we're going to start with, you can't see anyone's face. Second, these fuckers smell. Some good, some bad, but they all stink.
Smell.
Most of them is pretty good. I don't know what they stink of, but sometimes you want to stand next to someone. Oh no, I can't stand next to the smell. So, well, you could if you're an alien and sniff the shit out of them. And the other times, they just stink of shit. It's just weird. And then all the sights and how patient people can be. Fucking hell. Just standing there.
Do you think
we're
just so, we're
heads,
so
all
grateful.
Because they want a pair
yeah.
of knickers and a pair of socks or something. Like, just people. I mean, people are good, man. Like, yeah. you don't know. Like, and then,
I think people are just so grateful to be out and doing stuff. Like, I went
so.
Into Dunn's.
Felt hard done by that. I couldn't go to a football match, though. Because it
yeah.
was as crowded as any football match would have been. I felt hard done by
but
it.
Can you go and watch football in England?
You can, yeah.
But
the numbers are very limited.
Do you have to be like a season ticket holder or something?
I'd be a season ticket holder, yeah. And then even at that, you kind of got to win the lottery a little bit.
Right, okay.
But yeah.
But you could do the same in Crow Park if you think about the size of it. How many people does Bose hold?
I don't think.
What's Bose called? Daily Mount Park.
Daily Mount Park, yeah. So you can get about 3,000 in. So that means
how many of them would be? Are you a season ticket holder?
I'm a member.
Or a member. How many people would be members?
Well, at least
Bose?
A third of that. So you can't get
right.
That in.
So, but could you get the third and then do a lottery of those and
what
then
they
have a
do,
general?
What, yeah, I don't. Well, I heard they're going to do is try and do it on second names. They're going to try and do it on the second names, revolving second name thing. So, be
what does that mean? All the G's are in on a Tuesday, and then Tuesday 2 weeks later you get another go.
So,
what about if your friend is like way down in the ends?
No, not going to happen. So you have. So you can get A's to like G's or whatever one match. G to
that's
whatever the next match, the next match. See, yeah, but I can't think of any other way.
Whoever's
how
making
would do
those
it.
Decisions are the same people making decisions about breakfast shows.
But
like, why?
I can't. How else would you do it? Because otherwise, it's going to get to this system where.
But you're not. You haven't put your name into a lottery.
No, because then the same people are going to
no,
keep winning.
No, listen to me. So you put it in and do your lottery, but you're not allowed to enter the next week. So you're omitted
oh, okay.
the next week.
That's
so
not
if
a bad
you
idea.
Get your go, you get to go on Saturday. You don't get to go for another 2 weeks.
That's a good idea.
And so that means that ultimately everybody will get a chance within the four I don't know how often they play, by the way. So this
every
is
Friday night,
brilliant.
Essentially.
So every week.
There's other ones, but every week, say.
So every two weeks
it would be because there's a home and away and home
right,
and away.
So
right.
So then within a 4 week period. Or an 8 week period, because it'd be four games, yeah? That you would, in an 8 week period, you'd have a chance at least getting, you'd get to,
one
game. I know it's not the ideal.
No,
but in the
no
short
ideal.
Term, at least you get to go and that you're admitted.
These conversations.
And then if you can't go to that game, you don't, like as in say you have plans fuck knows what they are. But you know what I mean? Like, say you have plans, so then you don't put your name in the lottery, and then so then there's more chances, and then the next time you put your name back in the lottery and do it that way.
So Crow Park, then how do you work it? Because you've got 80,000 people, and
I only work on micromanagement. I don't do the larger stuff. Sorry, you'll have to bring somebody else in for that.
I know. That's why I think we're not going to go into GAA at all until it's a free for all.
Oh no, they will, because it's the GAA. But that's what I mean.
I don't think they will. I think the GAA are in such a pickle that I don't think they can. That's an unworkable system for the GAA.
No, I think they'll do. So many season ticket holders. But there's not 80,000 season ticket holders.
No, but there's still way too many on the hill alone.
Oh yeah, but I don't think they'd open the hill.
Right.
I think they'd use all the Hogan, the Cusack, and the Davin.
And the Hogan and whatever.
So the Hogan, the Davin, the Cusack, but they do that. So you have, so I'm trying to think. Yeah. Is there six sections?
Yeah.
Like, as in, you and know, like our like top to
the
tier.
Top as well,
I'd have to, because we have to go full capacity of 80,000 people, right?
So I wonder how many season ticket holders Dublin has.
That's what I'm saying. But it has to be based on your county. So it's Dublin. It's not, because there's a cap on them.
I know, but there's still a lot.
That's the thing. There's a cap on them because there was like we can't buy a season ticket anymore for Dublin. They just don't exist, right?
Because there is
a cap on them. So there's those, right? And then you have to think about the season ticket holders for the particular county you're playing against. So how many season ticket holders is there for Wexford? How many season ticket holders is there? Like the bigger, let's just talk about GAA, right? As in football. The bigger football counties will have season, like Kerry, I would say.
Mayo would have a lot. Tyrone would have a lot. So,
yeah, Cork, I think, would be good. And then if you were looking at like hurling, obviously, like Kilkenny, Tipperary, Limerick, whatever, they might all have, right? So but other counties, like, you know, the smaller, like Wicklow or Armagh, I think would have. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But, you know, those other counties that maybe aren't as more predominantly
the Roscommons and Longford's,
there's probably a chance for a lottery there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
but
true
enough. But it's the same as, if you look at...
They're all cheating horse. There's always going to be corruption in these things, isn't there? Like, you'll still see...
I'm not pointing the finger
at the GAA. No matter what the system is, you'll still see the same faces every match. And then we go, oh no, I wasn't here. You were, you bollocks.
But then think about it. If you have all the suites around that, like Littlewoods own, and that are privately owned and all of that, then if you have within those suites, you go, look, you can bring... I don't know how many people you can bring to a suite. You know, you regularly go to those suites for games.
No, I don't. I've been to Project Blue, I think, like six times.
But how many people, without the food or any of that, how many people would those suites hold in those seats? Like, if you buy those suites.
I mean, like, I don't know. Like,
is there 20 seats, 50
seats? Oh, at least 20. Yeah.
So even in that, you go, look, you've half your quotation there. So as in, if you wanted to give out 10 sets of tickets of doubles for there.
Yeah.
So that's, like, it's... Like, it is doable. Like, I think it definitely is doable, because it's like, think about the All-Ireland and
it becomes an ordeal.
Of course it is, but everything is going to be an ordeal. I know that for you gives you stress.
So, for example, the Premier League games over in England.
They manage those, and they're not as big. Why?
Kind of.
I don't know.
You can have a certain amount of fans in.
Can I just, by the way, to caveat there, me throwing around, they manage those, because you told me 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're out there. So then all of a sudden I'm the fucking authority.
Yeah, so a fraction of the
fans. So I apologise, because I know nothing.
But for them to work it, you had to be there 4 hours early.
Yeah.
That's a 6-hour day for a 90-minute game of football. And that never happen for the Dubs.
Why did you have to be
right.
there?
Never
the Dubs don't get there 4 minutes into
late.
The game.
Yeah, they just don't turn up. So I don't, you know, that's...
Why did you have to be there 4 hours early?
Had to have your antigen tests, and you had to have all your paperwork, and you had to go through the fucking squirty-squirt machine. It was just, that was the way it did. You're checking in for your
match. Was that, though, because
four.
Everybody wasn't vaccinated?
No, everyone at the match had to be vaccinated. You had to be vaccinated. Your certs. You had to have your bits and pieces. You had to have your antigen test. You had to all that again. Because just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you can't spread the virus. Yeah. So you still have to.
Well,
be tested.
Don't know. That's the thing. We don't know whether we carry it. You don't carry it. They don't fully know all of those things. We won't know the full.
Either way, being vaccinated isn't a free pass.
No,
you still
absolutely
have to
not.
Have an antigen test. You still have to be tested on the spot. So when you have thousands and thousands of people that still have to be tested, even though they're vaccinated, the system becomes a little bit could I be fucking arse going at all for a lot of fans? I mean, you'll always get diehards.
Absolutely, absolutely. But there is diehards that want to do it and that would be willing. If you said to me, which is the current policy for Portugal, hence why I booked flights for accommodation I don't have.
Yeah.
Oh, look, we'll move. If we don't get away, we don't get away. But look, should we have
them
booked?
Yeah, I know. It's something to look forward to. I know.
It's probably delusional, but who cares? But yeah, so like in the UK at the moment to go to Portugal... Even if you're vaccinated, you need to provide... Is a PCR, is that the correct? Yeah, correct, PCR. So you have to have a PCR test done 48 hours before you travel and you have to provide a PCR test on arrival or whatever that case is.
Yeah, yeah.
So if that was the case that Joey and I had to do that to go to Portugal in August, I have no problem. I think the guy on This Morning, he was on holidays the other day, I think he said it was like £60 sterling for him to have his test.
Yeah.
And then the test before you go back and you provide your test to say kids don't have to be tested. But I think if you were like that, you were a diehard fan, I think really, I know you say now it's a faff, but I think realistically, if you were given the option to go to a Bose game in 2 weeks' time and you were fully vaccinated and they said to you, listen, you need to do a quick antigen test before you go in, I need to be there 2 hours early, you'd go, yeah.
Yeah, I would, yeah, for that.
Yeah.
But get this.
What?
Portugal.
Yeah.
Say, right, I'm going to Portugal.
Are you coming to Portugal? Well,
no,
I'm delighted.
Let's pretend.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Let's pretend. And they said you have to check in 4 hours early.
Yeah.
And it was a 2 week holiday.
That's my dad's, that used to be my dad's normal trip to the airport. We used to nearly be there the day before.
See, I wouldn't go.
What? The airport.
Go.
Now,
no,
when you work there, it's not as magical. But like the airport's magical when you're going on your halls.
No, I hate airports.
Yeah, well, that's, listen, you need to get over yourself.
I hate airports.
But you need to get over yourself.
No, right? I'm just saying
embrace
that.
It. So what you do in the airport, no, go for just, the, you don't even have kids.
I'm trying to make the point
around,
that.
You'd wander around duty free, pick up the bits and pieces because you spend the money in there. You get you always get the Yves Saint Laurent.
I don't like doing.
Yves Saint Laurent little concealer because you'd say, I'm on my halls. I'll buy it. I'm on my halls. So you get that, blah, blah, blah. And then you pick up the bits and pieces. The kids would say, you'd say, have it. Have it. Go on. We're on the halls. Go on, throw it in the bag. We'll have it. And then your husband's going, not made of money. Anyway, doesn't matter. Get it out of the petty cash. Ask your dad for cash. Anyway, you wander around. For you, you could go to the Dubliner bar. I don't even know what the bar's called.
Yeah,
the bar.
Airport bars are shit.
Get over yourself. We are now, remember, we're post-pandemic here, so we're thankful. Okay, put your thankful hat.
No, the whole point of this is we're not on post-pandemic. The whole point is we have to check in 4 hours early. This is the point,
so
right?
What? You get to wander around the airport. You can go and buy yourself a new pair of flip-flops and accessorise.
I don't like doing
you
any
can
of
go
this
to
shit.
Champion Sports and buy yourself a new Boas top.
You'd be doing well finding that in Champion Sports.
You never know.
Yeah.
Right? You can go and buy some Irish crap in the Carol's Kettles department. You can go and have a crap pint if you want to have a crap pint in the. You can watch the planes go by.
I don't even like a good pint.
You can get over yourself and then get on your flight.
I don't understand the attraction to Guinness, actually.
I don't drink Guinness, never have.
It turns your poo into super glue.
It's like stick to your bum.
Just the whole thing about it. I'm not into it.
Right. Anyway,
but I'm just saying aside. That so it just shows people's values are going to be different. But people will be dissuaded from everything. For instance, I went to the shops the other day deliberately to buy things.
Right.
I came home with fucking nothing because I realised I would have to wait at all to go into the shops. Right.
Have you been for the past 16 months? Just standard practice.
No, but you haven't been able to go into any regular non-essential retailers until now, right? This is the first time this year.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't gone in anywhere. So you get people like me who are just going
to
give up. So when it comes to holidays, I will give up.
No,
I won't do it.
Right.
When it comes to football matches, I will do it. But other people will give up. They will throw their hat at it.
They
won't.
But
want
that's fine.
To do it.
But that's going to be the nature of everything for everybody. Like there's days where I pull in and super value, as I call it, the queue is too busy and I go, fuck it, do we really need to feed the kids today?
No, go to McDonald's. I'm in fairness.
Do you know what I mean?
That's
like, so you go, it's cause and effect. It's like, if I queue here, if I have to go to the airport 4 hours early, I'm fucking thankful that I'm getting out and about and I'm doing whatever I'm doing. It's cause and effect. It's like, if I have to go, there's people in the UK sitting outside in hailstones having a pint because they just want to sit outside and have a pint because they can't, cause and effect. I think just need to get over yourself.
Why are you getting these thoughts?
Because you need to be more thankful and just be like,
well, yeah, I'm thankful.
But then come to the airport for 4 hours before we
things. That's all
come
I'm saying.
To
I'm
the
for
airport.
Different fucking things.
For
I have to be
four
thankful
hours.
You're going on holidays now.
I said you can come with us and you can come to the airport for
I don't
4 hours.
I fucking want to go with you.
I'm grateful. I will traipse you around the airport for 4 hours. We'll have a wonderful time. together. I'll show you all the great things that the airport has to offer. And you'll moan and I'll go, come on.
The only shit part of a holiday is the airport. That's the shit bit.
I mean, people will not concur with you, but
that's
okay.
The shit bit of a holiday. Like, every time you come home...
I just think you're not getting the best out of the airport, your airport experience.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm dead, this is, I agree with you
completely.
Are you
scared of flying?
No, I used to be. I used to be terrified
of
flying.
I think that's maybe where it stems from.
No, I don't know. Yeah, drugs is a brilliant thing sometimes, you know. Like, I used to go to... I know, don't do this, but I used to go to one GP and ask for, you know, something for scared flying, right? And they give you a Xanax or whatever. And then I go and do it again. Or whatever. So maybe you get like, so maybe you go to two GP. Maybe, you know, maybe you do that, right? I wouldn't do this. I never did this, right? But what I might have done,
if I was up to no good. Peanut butter and the sherry gel, isn't it?
No, let's fucking forget. I definitely never did any such thing of that. That's disgusting. So, but you know, I may have gone to a doctor and got something to help you with the anxiety of flying. Would have given me 4 or 6 Xanax or something.
So you take them for one for the way over and one for the way
back. So I would
take
them all on the plane going over. And I would take them all on the plane coming back. I may have thought that that was a good idea at one stage in my life. I may have. And I will say...
Where did you wake up?
Where?
Like...
Home.
Wait, but...
At home. That's where I woke up. At home.
Like...
You wake up fucking whatever with the dessert cart. I woke up at home.
How did you...
This is what I used
to... How long were your flights? Was this like...
Fuck if I know. I used to remember
thinking...
How long
would you be awake on the flight? So would you take them the minute you got on the flight?
No, when as soon as they go... Bonjour, welcome aboard. My name is Captain Johnny Fly the Cax, and we're going to be right fucking gone. Get that neck.
Does it take a half an hour? Well, no, not with
yeah,
six.
Yeah, roughly before. Yeah, yeah. No, it still takes.
So
the same
by the
time
they cross check, push back, and get ready for you're gone.
You just
have
periods.
You ever seen the?
Yeah, okay. You see, this is the thing. This is just periods you go through, right? So you go from panic. We're going to die. What am I going to do? Oh my god, fucking heart going, sweats, palpitations. Oh my god. I fucking hate this. Why do we do this? Why don't we come and do this? Oh my god, take the tablets. Right. Oh fuck this. Oh Jesus Christ. Right.
Lovely.
No.
Oh no.
Oh god, we're gonna die. But sure, I'm cool with it.
Today's my time.
You know, okay, look, you know, we're gonna die, we're gonna fall out of the sky. That's right, I'm cool with it.
We're gonna fall out of the sky.
And it's okay. Well, I hope I get something to eat first. And then it gets to the stage you go, okay, I'm gonna die. I hope I get to see the end of the movie and sleep. And then you wake up when the plane goes on the ground. You wake up and go, what the fuck?
Do you wake up when you hit the ground?
Huh? Yeah, it's happened a few times, yeah. Yeah, it has happened a few times.
Did you do that all the time for flying?
Well, no, I may have done it a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff, but then, you know, there's the other times because drink makes it worse.
Well, yeah.
Because as soon as they cut you off or they stop drinking.
I love the way you say that. It's like...
It was fucking news to me, Suzanne. It was news to me.
Really?
Yeah, it was news to me. I had no idea. I'll never forget it. Like flying.
You're such an educated person sometimes. You really bring a new surprise every week.
Because you're totally fine getting on the plane with the booze. You're like, I'm going to die and all, but sure, what about at least I had a good week. And then, you know, they cut you off. And then 2 hours later or whatever,
the
plane starts going... And you're like, ah! And then you start doing the jumpy, kicky leg thing where you go hitting tables. Fuck. Oh, I'm going to have a heart attack. Fuck. And you're like, is there any chance of getting another drink? No, I'm sorry, sir. We're in turbulence. And then you look like some mad alcoholic because you're jerking and going, I need a drink. Oh my God, I need a drink. Can somebody please get me a drink, please? And the fucking sweat.
Just
and then,
throw the plastic bottle at me.
Oh,
like,
yeah. And then the alcohol starts like making you big stains on your t-shirts and all. You know, because you get clammy. You're like, oh, you're fucking... There's some woman sitting next to you going, I can't believe I'm stuck next to this clammy alcoholic who's having a nervous breakdown because he can't have a drink.
He looks like PJ Gallagher.
Yeah, he looks like that fucking freak off Naked Camera. With it. And like, And then like... The plane lands and you're like literally physically shaking. I've been that soldier a few times.
Oh my God.
So yeah, so awful shit was happening. I used to be terrified of flying. Thankfully, that's all.
Are you better with flying now?
Yeah. I still don't like it. Okay. I learned to fly. That's how I got over it.
Really?
Yeah, I learned to fly myself. No, I mean, I learned to fly.
Went in the little plane?
Yeah, little single
seaters. Yeah, but see, I think that's even worse.
Not
if you're afraid. Like, yeah, but obviously on your own.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking
imagine.
This plane.
I just sat there. I don't know how it came down my way.
I was taking 12 Xanax, so. Yeah, yeah. But I, yeah, those little single seaters are props because I was, my brother.
The onion bags, they call the tiny ones. They call them little onion bags.
My brother's meant to fly to Donegal on Thursday. He was meant to fly up to Donegal on Thursday. And so his flight got cancelled and he had to go to a work meeting because his company, they're developing whatever they're doing up there. So he said, first of all, I was slagging him because it was those prop planes. So to go to Leeds when we were really little, there was no Ryanair flight to Leeds.
Yeah.
So to go over, because we went every year to see my auntie and my uncle, and there was always the prop plane that you'd feel every bump
going up and every bump
going down. Like they were really, but Glenn's flight got cancelled because it was again one of those, he had to get a bus up to Donegal. But those, I get people being afraid of flying because I think when we were growing up, if you flew, there was a lot of turbulence. Like there was a lot of incidents.
Oh,
I just didn't mind flying, but there was a lot of bullshitters flying.
See, now somebody says I was on this plane and this happened, and you just Google it and you go, "No, I fucking didn't." But back, you know, people used to come back on holidays when we were young and say, "I was on a plane and I went upside down and all, and the granny took out her rosary beads and the woman came flying past me and smashed her head open," and you believe all this bollocks.
I was on a plane the year that my dad died. Me and my mom were in shopping, right, and budget travel. And like obviously I was working and earning whatever. So I said to my mom, fuck it, we'll go in and book a holiday. So we went in budget travel, like it was hardly Billy books, do you know what I mean? But I was like, what last minute do you have? So anyway, we ended up going to Santa Ponsa, but not, we went to Port Colum, it was beside Santa Ponsa, but everybody on our flight was going to Santa Ponsa basically. And we went over and I worked for Ryanair at the time. And like that, I could see a thunderstorm underneath us. Now, we were high. We were above the thunderstorm, right?
Fuck that.
And I was like, I was looking down at it going, and then I watched and I was like, we're holding. Like, we're just literally holding. So we're just going around.
Circles.
Yeah. So, but we're on a...
Until the storm fucked off.
Yeah, but we're on a charter flight. So a charter flight is filled with a certain... There's always a backup amount of fuel on a charter flight.
Yeah.
But by the nature of what they are, they're quick fills. It's like Ryanair. You know what I mean? So... And also because of the aircraft as well. So I'm watching and we're holding. I'm like, we should have landed in Palma by now. Like we're way over and we're holding. And I'm looking going, he's trying to find a pocket. Or her, pardon me. But as in the pilot is basically trying to find a pocket to bring the aircraft in. And that's what it'll be. You pocket free fall to like literally land the aircraft, right?
So fuck all now. That.
So I'm sitting there going, we're gonna have to do this.
As much fun as
I've
eating shit.
Never had a bad, like I've had turbulence, but I've never had a I'm not afraid of flying. Like I worked for an airline, we had to fly with my job. Like I was never afraid of it, but I was like, but I even at that point I was looking, going, oh god, this is gonna be bumpy. Like this is not gonna be ideal, right? Honestly, nothing prepared me. And if anybody who was afraid of flying on that flight, I guarantee you never got on a flight again. So basically the captain came on and went, there's a storm underneath us, but we're going to take an attempt to try and to land. Because I'm like, he doesn't have enough fuel.
I'd be banging on the door. Fuck off now. Shannon. Fucking Shannon.
We do not
there's
have.
There's loads. Go back to fucking Shannon or I'll break your fucking neck now if you go down there. I'll be knocking on the door. So turn anyways, the fuck around. I'd be like, no way.
We had to, and I swear, like, I know for people embellish stories or whatever,
landed the ferry port.
So the lights went out in the flight.
Fuck
we were
off.
All told us that to brace.
Shut your mouth.
And literally me and my mom, like, and I was like, this is fucking game over. We're going to die in a plane crash. But it was like lights were up. So it was thunder. So you know, like you'd see in a film that a whole plane would light up with a flash,
with the flash of lightning.
And then it would go pitch black. The fucking screams of people. I will never. I actually got goosebumps thinking about the screams of people on the flight.
Shut up.
There was, and I'm sorry to be crude, like, but there was vomit run because people
shut
were
up.
Vomiting. So
shut up.
So the flight went like this. No, it didn't go upside down. It was like, and then he'd free fall, and we'd just be like, and then he'd fall a bit more, and so basically he was just circling, going around. So I'm no word of a lie. It took us 40 minutes. People, no, I mean, we hit the ground like boom, right, in Palma Airport.
People screaming.
And I mean, when I say blue lights came to like everything, there
and
was
this
like,
is going into Spain.
It's going into Palma because there was an electrical storm, right?
There's a million airports in that fucking country.
Right. but I'd say we'd held for so long that he had to figure out what to do.
Oh my God.
So literally, there's fire engines, loads of ambulances. Then all the crew, so like JWT or some way, whatever it was, all there came down and met everybody. I smoked at the time, met everybody off the aircraft. And I had my cigarettes were in the case. I don't even know why I had no cigarettes. It was unheard of. But I got off the flight. Now, I mean, everybody got off the flight, that they had to fucking carry people off the flight. It was that horrific.
Jesus Christ.
There was a care team met us as we got in with like blankets. Like it was full on, I swear to God, right? And I remember saying to one of them, I was like, by any chance, do you have a cigarette? And he was like, he'd black John Player Blue. But yeah. I was like, I didn't give a shit.
With Spain, everyone had a cigarette.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. And you could smoke indoors. Like it was 2005, And I was literally standing there smoking a black Johnny Blue, just or Johnny Black or whatever, smoking away, just like fucking hell. And like people got off that flight, and that night, like literally, my mom and I were sitting. We got to the where we were staying, and the two of us just sat on the balcony. My mom was off cigarettes a million years. My mom was like, I think I have a cigarette. I was like, yeah, and I took a Zimovane that night to go sleep. Yeah. Like, but I contemplated never getting back on a flight after that. So like
driving home and ferrying,
I was like,
that.
I don't know how we get home, but it was the most dramatic. And I was, but I always think about people on that flight going, if you had an iota of fear about flying, like you'd never get back. And it was really funny, they were talking about it by the pool. About 2 days later, we're talking to loads of people by the pool, and they were saying they were looking at the storm and you could see flights coming in, and everybody was like, fuck. And then everybody had heard about this flight coming in that had basically been in the storm, and we were like, where are those survivors? We were in that storm. But everybody knew about it. Yeah, it was like, oh my God, it was like, there was about 25 people, a family of about 25, that were going to Santa Ponsa who had never flown before. They'd never been on
an aircraft.
Still
there.
I'd say they've never came back. They'd have just set up life there.
See, I definitely never, I remember having a turning point moment for me about I have to get over my fear of flying. But I've never had a bad flight.
Oh, really?
To this date, I have never, ever, ever had a bad flight. And I remember being on a flight that was completely normal, and we were flying to Tel Aviv to watch Ireland play.
Oh, Delhi.
And but the funniest thing about that entire flight was, it was it was a chartered flight leaving Dublin Airport, right? And we got there, so...
It's Tel Aviv again.
Because it's in Israel.
We're all flying there,
and the Israelis had a... Because it was a chartered flight, had made their border in Ireland, as the way the Americans did.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The way you made the Americans,
so you had to clear security there.
You had to clear security and customs with the Israelis in Dublin Airport.
But was it like a setup, like a once-off kind of setup?
Yeah, it was a once-off makeshift setup. So you literally checked in, and then you went past them. You know, you went in one side and past them, and then they had the table set up on the other side.
Yeah.
And it was all the Israeli security people. And we were warned by the tour people at the time who were doing the football trips. Says, don't fuck around with these people. Do not fuck around with them. They have no sense of humour.
They warned us.
They were like,
no sense of humour.
Like, the last thing they want is a bunch of fucking, we think we're gas crack paddies.
I shouldn't say that to Irish people. That's like fucking litmus paper.
I know, yeah.
Them,
full
like...
of points talking to them. They're military. You don't fuck around with them. They want to just get the stamp, get it done. It's a chartered flight. They're on
they
the flight
go
with
home.
You.
Yeah.
Going back.
Yeah.
So just...
Don't mess.
Shut up and get it done. Like, we were warned. Behave, right? Anyway, we're in the queue, and there's this fella, and he said to one of them, he goes up and goes, see our man behind me? And she goes, yeah. And he goes, he's my son. He's cheating on his girlfriend. It's this woman called Rebecca in Swords, he goes, right? No shit, right? And she goes, yeah, leave it to me. And the son came over, handed the passport, handed the Yoshi, whatever, in her little computer. And then she goes... So who's Rebecca? And your man goes, what? He said, who's Rebecca? And he's there, she's just the girl I'm seeing. And then why are you seeing her behind your girlfriend's back, she said. And he's like, he couldn't fucking believe the Israeli army knew his shit.
See, that's how thorough they
are.
And
then she handed him back his passport and says, fucking, you know, behave yourself. And he came back the whole time, no one told him. He's like, man, those Israelis know everything. Everything. They knew it was in Swords. They knew it was cheating on me missus. I'm knocking that in the head for a starters. I might never get home. And his dad never said that. Never said that. And he was there. Serves the little cunt right. Fuck him. Fuck him. I fucking warned him. She's a lovely young one. It was all of this shit going on. Never told him. Like, to this day, he's probably still walking around thinking, that he was being watched by Mossad because he was cheating on someone in swords. Like, it's nuts.
I loved seeing like all the, when the football was, like when I worked for Ryanair, like when there was games on, like Saturday mornings, people on the red eyes going over to like the Liverpool games, Tottenham go, because I go to Liverpool, Manchester, wherever, Birmingham, wherever they're flying. Those, you'd get like the salt of the earth, best people. And then I loved the Ibiza flight. I absolutely loved the Ibiza flight. Oh, like the neon would nearly take your eyes out.
Yeah.
Like they just, the girls, this, like the, with the gear, they'd be in their bikinis in the airport, and the Ibiza flight would go out. Sometimes there was a Ibiza flight at 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, so that would go, like, so they'd be in the airport. They were there 4 hours long before they'd arrive on Saturday afternoon for a Sunday 2 a.m. flight.
Yeah,
booze all day. Or you'd have people coming in absolutely rubber, and you're not allowed to ask them, are they drunk? So you kind of generally just have to be
Be you thinking behind that?
Because it's an accusation. Like, are
to
you?
Ask.
Yeah, just like, well, it's an, you're accusing them. You're like, you know, so like, as in, you just try and have a bit of banter with them. Like, if you saw someone coming up that was really, really hammered, you'd just be like, "What's the crack? Are you out? Like, you have a few beers before? He's all set for the halls. Blah blah blah, whatever." And then you'd just go. Like, I'd sometimes go, depending who was boarding the flight, I'd be like, "Come here, if he's going up for a couple of, just take her handy, because all my DSM is on that flight," and he's...
What's DSM?
So like the duty manager for Ryanair. So the, like, you know, he wouldn't be, he'd never be boarding a flight. But I used to go, oh, like my DSM is boarding that flight, our boss is boarding that flight. Just, he's an awful fella now for, you know, not letting people board if they have a few drinks in them. Do you know what I mean? But just because you know that by the time they'd get, if they go to the bar and then they get to board, that they'd just be absolutely ringo getting on the flights. But I loved those, I absolutely loved those flights, because the ski flights are always people who... couldn't, they'd get into the airport and then they'd realise they were flying with Ryanair, because Ryanair rented out their planes.
So then they'd arrive
to a Ryanair queue to check in, and they'd be like disgusted. They'd be like, "Is this Ryanair? Ryanair operating this?
Oh really? Yeah, because they were like snootiness. Yeah, because the ski
was always different. Whereas the Sun Holidays, like the Santa Pons is for Palma.
Oh, they know.
Yeah, like Faro was always mixed, because you had families and one was many young people. But like Pons are the Palma flight, and the Ibiza flight were always just, I loved them.
Last bus home.
Oh yeah, like yeah. The suitcases, yeah, all like just singing and all, like they'd be getting on the flight at 2 o'clock after
flying Lightlings.
They'd all have their ghetto blasters, like, because obviously it was so long ago, but they'd bring their ghetto blasters with them because they couldn't get music while they were flying. Do you ever see them? The youngest and the youngest used to always bring.
Yeah, I remember that being a thing. Yeah.
So they'd be in the airport with all their gear walking along.
Yeah, wearing all their clothes. Yeah. Because they bought so much shit over there.
They just
the bag
have bags and bags and bags of gear. Like, so they'd have, so they have their airport. Oh, I loved it. I loved those flights. They were like, but yeah, I don't think they were like milling 6 months.
I don't know. I wonder how far away from all of that now we are again. Just the regularity of it all. Probably not.
Well,
I don't
I'll
think
tell
it
you
will
when
come
I'm going
back,
to
actually.
Faro.
I don't think, I think city breaks and all, I think they're gone. I don't think we're going to get them. No, I don't think we're going to get... Yeah, not to the, like, to the day where you fly to Paris for the Euro, all this shit. I think that's gone.
Oh, well, maybe because the aviation is just fucked.
Because aviation's like, fucked,
yeah.
I think that's gone. Like, there'd be none of this, like, I'm really just going to rock over to Berlin for a weekend shit. I think that's fucked.
Do you remember people... Because I used to find that in Ryanair that, like, if you did an early shift, like, so we have first... We had flights that used to go out on a Sunday morning or a Saturday morning. So our first flight, I think, went... Stansted was first flight. But as in, there'd be a couple of, like, spurious, weird ones would go out maybe 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, and you'd randomly find two young fellas jumping on the flight that had gone online the night before. And he's like, "But it's 4 o'clock last night, and it cost 42 pence.
That I'm was
like,
it. It was for nothing. Like, and they didn't realise.
How are you going to get back? It's always grand going over, but you know your flights are going back and be like £400. I can't get over there.
It'd be grand, yeah. They didn't realise you can't check into a hotel for 8 hours once you get there or whatever.
They'd be just lying on a bench somewhere in Krakow Airport. And it was never direct airports at Ryanair. You always ended up like 22 miles outside the city. A quick commute, 4 hours by bus.
Yeah, just about within the country's borders sometimes. Yeah, yeah, I know.
Depending where you were going. I flew to Poland, but I went to fucking... What country's beside Poland?
Slovenia. Slovakia.
Random. It wasn't
Slovakia,
Poland anywhere.
Czech Republic.
Yeah, or maybe I was going somewhere and landed in Poland and then had to go across border to get there.
Ukraine.
God, God knows. Listen, you wouldn't know where you'd be going. Anyway, I'm glad. But anyway, so that's Portugal. So I have to find accommodation for August and Alvor. That's my next job.
You will though. You'll get rent a gaff for a little house or something.
I tried. I sent a couple of emails the other day and I was like, oh, there'll be loads because nobody, and they've all come back saying they're fully booked. I think lots of people are booking halls.
Ah, they're too right. Yeah, loads of people just like doing what you're doing as well. Just buying something to look forward to as much as anything else, whether it happens or not. Yeah, lots of deranged people like you.
Come here, you did your poop campaign.
I did, yeah.
I'm delighted because there's poop all over the... I don't know what it is about someone nearby to us.
I still think that...
They keep shitting right at the crossroads where the kids cross to school.
A person.
Well, it could be a person.
Is that what you said?
No, it's their dog.
Because I still think human shit's a problem. We've said this before,
but I think it's down to the coffee, the new coffee containers everywhere. I think people are getting coffees that they can't handle. They're getting coffees, they're walking through the park and their bowels are...
Well, I'm not doing that, but I can't handle the coffee, yeah. Definitely.
How many have you had today?
3.
Oh, fuck, that's a lot for this hour of the day.
Well, it's not, I've been up a long time. I've been up a very long time. So, you know what I mean? But it will be like 6 or 7 or something today.
By the end of the day.
But anyway, are we done?
Yeah, I have a quick animal fact for you because somebody keeps sending loads of animal facts. They keep putting them on the Dublin thing. Or send us your hashtag in your ears and rate us on iTunes. But if you have something horrible to say about me, you can keep it. Personally.
I don't know why you do. I don't even know why you look at it. I don't know. What's the name of the last person that gave you shit online?
I don't know.
There. See, that's the point. Doesn't fucking matter. Don't even know who they are.
In fairness, on Instagram, people are very nice. It's just on the thing. It doesn't matter. North America. Oh, sorry. Animal facts.
Yeah. Animal facts. Animal facts. I got those animal facts. Animal facts. Animal facts. We got those animal facts.
Barnwell Hatter said the North American possum has 13 nipples, 12 in a circle and 1 in the centre of the circle. What do you feed off then? The centre one?
No, the centre one, yeah. The big ones are just duds. Obviously, they're dummy nipples, you know?
That seems like a waste of nipples.
I don't know if you
look don't have extra nipples or anything, do you?
No, I've nothing like
to
that.
You would strike me as a person who would have a third nipple.
No, or a thumb in the middle of me back or something. Yeah. I know, I see myself like that. I see myself as someone that could have an extra ear, never mind a nipple. But no, thankfully, no,
oh,
I don't.
I'm not an extra ear type of person.
Oh,
but
I don't know.
Isn't a nubbin or is that just Chandler's nubbin?
No, I don't know. I think that's just a friend's thing, is it?
Now, I don't know how to pronounce this.
Which?
Male Australian parasocials. Pascogales. A tiny marsupial. Have such frantic sex that it can kill them.
That's savage, isn't it?
They copulate for up to four. Is that right? Copulate?
Yeah.
For up to 14 hours at a time, during which their muscles start to break down. It's like rheumatoid arthritis. Their muscles start to break down so that every ounce of energy can be diverted into mating. What's that word at the top?
Which one?
See the PH word. This is great now.
Fascogales.
No, fascogales.
That's what it is. Fascogales.
I don't even know what that is.
What's that joke? Whatever that is. And his mates, yeah. Imagine riding yourself to death. Riding yourself to death is literally wanking yourself to death.
I was about to say that's just wanking yourself to death.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. Riding to death, yeah. I'm sure there's, yeah. I don't know, yeah. Animals, man. It's like the duck thing. Sometimes you find out, you know, you always get this, you know, because we all have impressions in our heads that animals are these cuddly, wonderful, little, perfect beings that live these amazing lives. And then you find out there's these little rat yokes like riding each other till they die, or ducks that hold down other ducks and...
Remember last week, the otters that hold hands,
yeah, yeah, you know that, like, yeah, you forget. It's a wide world filled with chaos, you know.
One of the Irish names for a bat is Batstorka.
Batstorka?
Batstorka, B-A-S-D-O-R-C-H-A, Batstorka.
Batstorka, oh, that's the Dorka is
which literally
dark.
Means dark death.
Ah, look at that.
Yeah.
Knew I loved them. That's a great, now that is an animal fact. That's a proper animal fact right there. That's a good one.
Baby turtles call each other while they're still in their shells so that they all hatch at the same time. Isn't that cute? You can see them all going, are you right?
Yeah.
Michael.
And you
right?
know there's always
today?
One.
Sean. Come on.
I know, yeah. That's very, and you know there's always
Olivia.
One. That's going to be our first going. You fucking said you were ready.
Everybody
you said
you were ready.
And now here I am on my own for Jesus. Again.
I'm ready and nobody else is.
Yeah, that's
what
me.
Are you doing?
Story of my life. Story
Sitting
of my life.
Downstairs waiting, holding the bags.
Wait, I've spent at least 25% of my life, 15% of my life anyway, waiting on other people to get their lying shit to a place that told me they were going to be on time. At least 15% of my life I've spent doing this. At least 50% of my life.
They're good animal facts.
Motherfuckers who are late. I swear to God. I swear to God. You know what I mean? You wouldn't be late for a fucking doctor. You wouldn't be late for the judge. You wouldn't be late for a flight to fucking Portugal.
I'll be there 4 hours early.
But you'll be late for me. You'll be late for me.
I've been late, yeah, every day.
No,
every,
no, no
every
I'm not
Monday.
Even talking about you. I'm just picking on you because you're the representative of evil
usual.
When it comes to this.
I
but there's
am.
Plenty of other fuckers like that.
Well, I'm only ever we're a couple of minutes late.
Yeah, I know. I know.
To do a swap over. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't be late. It should be on.
On time is late.
Promptly on time.
On time is late. That's true.
That's not true.
On time is late. If you're supposed to start something at 12:30, you arrive at 12:30. Late. You're fucking late. We now have to start late because you arrived on time. On time is late. On time is late.
Feels like an abusive relationship to
isn't it though? It's the truth. On time is late. If you arrived or if a flight was leaving at 12:30,
yeah, but you can't.
And you arrive at 12:30, guess what happens? You fucking go home. Why? Because you're late. You're fucking late.
I just put that, I feel like I'm in mass.
You're fucking late.
My
if your court case is up in court at 12:30 and you arrive at 12:30, guess what? You're going to jail. Why? Because you're fucking late. Because you're fucking late. Because you're fucking late. Yeah. All these things.
Oh, man.
If you're going to get a leg appointment, if you're going for a surgery on your leg. A leg appointment. If you're going for a leg appointment and you turn up at 3:30 and the appointment's at 3:30, you're walking with a fucking limp. Why? Because you are fucking late.
You could have said you were late because of the limp and they'd say, that's okay, are you all right?
They wouldn't. They'd be saying you're supposed to be on the table. You needed to be here an hour ago so we could give you an anaesthetic and fucking mark
you
and all.
Get out.
They were there going, we're giving your operation to an L when it didn't need it just because it was free. That's what they'd say.
She was left unattended in reception.
On time is late. On time
Mary,
is late.
Mary, why are you here? I don't know. I was just waiting for my husband to pick me up after my vaccine.
And they're after giving me a new kneecap.
A new knee.
A new kneecap that was meant for another lad. That was late.
Oh, man. Anyway, that was this week's Dublin podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Peace. We'll talk to you next week.
My ears are sore.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.